This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Protests against a controversial extradition bill and leader Carrie Lam have again brought Hong Kong to a standstill. The march by hundreds of thousands of protesters Sunday comes a day after Lam suspended the bill. But protesters say they will continue until it's permanently revoked. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Donald Trump plans to discuss the Hong Kong issue with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at the upcoming G20 summit in Japan. Amid rising tensions in the Persian Gulf, Secretary Pompeo told Fox News Sunday that Washington would guarantee freedom of navigation for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz.
This is an international challenge. This is important to the entire globe. The United States is going to make sure that we do take all the actions necessary, diplomatic and otherwise, that achieve that outcome.
Pompeo contended again that it was unmistakable that Iran launched last week's attacks on two tankers sailing through the narrow passage. In an interview with CBS Face the Nation, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff agreed that Tehran was to blame, but said the tensions in the Persian Gulf are revealing how isolated the United States has become after unilaterally abandoning the Iran nuclear deal.
Our allies warned the United States. I think our intelligence agencies warned policymakers that this kind of Iranian reaction was likely a result of a policy of withdrawing from the Iran nuclear agreement. And so what we see is a split of the U.S. from our allies, and we see Russia and China coming together and having Iran's back.
Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will continue to curtail its compliance with the nuclear deal unless other global powers that entered the agreement show what he called positive signals. He didn't elaborate. This is VOA News. The mass civil disobedience campaign in Khartoum is impeding aid from flowing to flood-stricken victims in the northern Darfur region.